We're doing Gemara Rosh Hashanah. We were up to the top of Chaf Amud Aleph, and we'll start again from the bottom of Yutet Amud Bet. Shalchu lei lemar ukva. Five lines from the bottom. They sent Mar Ukva the following question. Adara samuch leNisan, the Adar that is adjacent to the month of Nisan, meaning if we have a leap year, we have 2 months of Adar. The second Adar, the one that's adjacent to Nisan, Lo'olam Chasir, should always be a month of 29 days. It's missing, it's not the 30-day month. Mativ Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman asked the following question. It says in the Braisa, it says, it's a Mishnah. Yeah. Al Shnei Chodashim Mechalelim Et HaShabbat. There are 2 months for which they would do Chilul Shabbos. Al Nisan Val Tishrei. For Nisan and Tishrei. If the month of Adar can sometimes have 29 days, sometimes have 30 days, so then I understand. That's why the witnesses would be mechalel Shabbos in order to get to Beis Din on time to inform them that the new month was a day earlier, because if they don't come and testify that, so then Beis Din won't be able to designate it as the new month. And then Beis Din will wait till the 31st day to make it the first of Nisan. So that's why they had to be Mechal Shabbos to go out there and let the Beis Din know, we saw the new moon on the night of the 30th, which means that 30th isn't the 30th, but rather it is the 1st.
So it's going to be Shabbat and not Doche Shabbat.
When something is Doche Shabbat, it's still called Chilul Shabbat.
It's true, but it's true.
Okay. Ela iyamrit lo'olam chaser. So if you tell me, we know that the second Adar, or that whichever Adar is closest to Nisan, is always 29 days long, amay mechalelinan, so why do the witnesses have to do Chilul Shabbos to ensure that they get to the Beis Din? Let the Beis Din just designate it as the new month without the witnesses. If we know for a fact that the month of Adar is going to have 29 days, so why do the witnesses have to do Chilul Shabbos? Well, we'll just designate the new month when the 30th day comes, regardless of whether witnesses come or not. Answers the Gemara, Mishum de Mitzvah Lekadesh al Hariyah. Because there's a mitzvah that when we designate the month, it's based on the testimony of witnesses. Ika d'amri, others had a different version in how this went, this conversation. Amar Rav Nachman afanan amitnina, that Rav Nachman didn't ask a question of Mar Ukva, but rather he said the Mishnah is supportive of Mar Ukva's opinion. He said our Mishnah also says that. Ran Chaf Amud Aleph, the third line. Al Shnei Chodashim Mechalelin Ta Shabbat. The Mishnah says that for 2 months the witnesses would do Chilul Shabbos. Al Nisan Val Tishrei. I Amrit Bishlema Lo'olam Chaser Mishum Hachim Mechalelin Ande Mitzvah Lekadesh Al Hariyah. Ela I Amrit Zimnin Malei Zimnin Chaser Amai Mechalelin An Ne'abrei Haidana V'Nekadsha Lemachar. Rav Nachman says, why would they be mechalel Shabbos in order to come to court? If they knew for a fact that it had to be on the 29th, so then I understand why they had to be mechalel Shabbos, because if they wouldn't come, Beis Din would be in an awkward situation. Mm-hmm. They would say, it's the new month today. Any witnesses? No. So why don't you wait? Maybe witnesses will come tomorrow and say that the new moon was seen on the 31st. No, it's a new month today. Based on what? So I understand why the witnesses went all out, even at the expense of Shabbos, Chazal told them to come out. But if the month of Adar, the second Adar, could be either a month of 29 or a month of 30, so then why should the witnesses be Mechalel Shabbos? That's not necessary. The worst comes to worst, the Bezin won't have witnesses, and it'll be a month of 30 days, and on the 31st they'll make it Rosh Chodesh, or, in that case it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Says the Gemara, answer. Idik la yom shloshim b'shabbat. If really the 30th day fell out on Shabbos, meaning the 29th of Adar was on a Friday. And so that night as Shabbos settled in, they saw the sunset. And right after the sunset, they saw the new moon set. Oh, they saw a new moon. So it's the 30th, it's already the night of the 30th. They saw the new moon. If they saw the new moon, then it's not the 30th, it is now the 1st of Nisan. They saw the new moon, it's no longer the previous month. Mm-hmm. So, the Gemara says, if really what happened was that they saw the new moon on Shabbos, and Shabbos was the 30th. So then, Hachinami, you're right that we'd wait the extra day. Bezdin would make it a month of 30 days.
So also by the time the person will arrive, if they saw the moon in the north, by the time they will arrive in Jerusalem, it will be a half day has been gone.
Fine.
Or even
if
one
they,
day.
If they could, if they won't make it within that day, then obviously they wouldn't go, right? But, so the Gemara says, if it was the 30th was Shabbos Hachinami, then you're right. Then really there's no reason they should be Mechal Shabbos. So the Bezin will make it a leap month. They'll make it a month of 30 days. Hacha b'mayiskin and dikla yom 31 b'Shabbat. What we're talking about now is that the 31st day fell out on Shabbos. The mitzvah lekadesh el ariyah, that we have a mitzvah lechatchila to do the kiddush of the month based on witnesses. So that's why we do Chilul Shabbos to come out there, so that the Bezdin will have some testimony to base the Kiddush HaChodesh on, because it's a special mitzvah to do it al pi Ariyah. Mativ Rav Kahana. So now Rav Kahana asks on that. It says, we'll see later on, Kshamikdash Kayam Chalin Afal Kulam. The Mishnah says, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the witnesses would come out even if it cost them Chilul Shabbos. They would come out for all the months. Mipnei takanat korban. So they would come out in order that we know to bring a korban musaf. Because if they don't come out, then the korban musaf of Rosh Chodesh wouldn't be brought. So midekulu lav mishum de mitzvah lekadesh al ariyah. Nisan v'tishrei nami lav mishum de mitzvah lekadesh al ariyah. The Gemara now says, why are we doing the Chilul Shabbos? We're doing it so that the calendar is correct, so that they bring the Korban Musaf on the right day. So we're not doing it because there's a mitzvah to do Kiddush HaChodesh based on eyewitnesses. We're doing it because we want to bring the sacrifices on the right day. And if that is the logic in all the other days and all the other months, so then that it serves to reason that that's also the logic in the month of Nisan and Tishrei, that the witnesses, we tell the witnesses to come even at the expense of Shabbos. The reason would be not because it's a mitzvah to do it based on their testimony, but rather because we want the holidays to be on the right day. So now, if you'll tell me that the month could be either 30 or 29 days, I understand that that's why we'll do Chilul Shabbos in order to get it on the right day, because the month could fall out either way. But if the month of the second Adar is always 29 days, so who needs the witnesses? What will you tell me, like you tried answering me before, mitzvah lekadesh al ariyah? That's not the reason we do Chilul Shabbos. We do Chilul Shabbos just like it says, when the Beis HaMikdash was erect, we would be mechalo for all the months, and the logic is simply because you want to bring the korbanos on the right day. So the same holds true for Nisan and Tishrei. It's just to ensure you do it on the right day. So in order to keep mitzvah lekadesh al ariyah, we wouldn't do Chilul Shabbos, says the Gemara. You proved it. Kiata Ula Amar, when Ula came, and usually it means he came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. So when Ula came, he said, Ibua Leelul. They made Elul a 30-day month. Amar Ula, Yadei Chavren Bavlai Mai Tivuta Avdinan Ba'adayu. Do our Babylonian friends recognize what kindness we do to them when we made Elul into a month of 30 days? Mai Tivuta. So the Gemara says, really, what did they do? What were they doing for the Babylonians? Ulamar Mishum Yarkaya. Ula says that the way the Yom Tov was supposed to fall out was that you'd have Shabbos and then 2 days Yom Tov. So the thing they did was push off Yom Tov by a day, that Sukkot should fall out on a Monday, Tuesday, Rosh Hashanah should fall out on a Monday, Tuesday, instead of on a Sunday, Monday. Because Yarkaya, the vegetables, they didn't have refrigerators. If they would have picked their vegetables for Shabbos and Yom Tov on Friday, so by the time Yom Tov came, they wouldn't have had any decent vegetables. So in order to help them have good vegetables, they have a 2-day Yom Tov, so they made Yom Tov 1 day off.
Isn't that too extreme in order to calculate calendar according to our needs?
Rav Acha, it's a good question. Rav Acha Bar Chanina Amar Mishum Etaya. So Rav Acha Bar Chanina says, no. The great favor we did for them is so that the deceased, if someone has a corpse in his house, so he wouldn't have to wait that long until we buried him.
It's true that we still have Shabbat in 2 days of Yom Tov. At least in Israel, it's not so. It doesn't happen many times, but it still happens.
Okay. So, either way, the logic is that if you separate from Shabbos to Yom Tov or Shabbos to Yom Kippur, there's a benefit. Mai Benayu, the Gemara says, they're both true. So what's the argument between them? Ikabenayu, Yom Kippurim Shchaliot Achar Shabbat. The difference would be when Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday, if they won't make the month longer, if they want to make Rosh Hashanah on the next day. Manda Amar Mishum Meitaya Mavrinan. If the logic is you don't want the corpses to sit there and rot, so that's a good enough reason to make Elul into 30 days. Umanda Amar Mishum Yarkaya Leimat Kabaylu Leuta Leuta Tarach Umayti. For vegetables, you don't need to do it, because vegetables, you'll just work a little harder and you'll get them. You'll go Matzah Yom Kippur and you'll pick them. Umanda Amar Mishum Yarkaya Leabrei Mishum Meitaya. If your logic is you're worried about the vegetables, what about the deceased? What about the corpses? Isn't that a good reason? Why wouldn't he consider that? If you're thinking about vegetables, I think you should think about the bodies too. So the Gemara says, you're right. If he makes it for vegetables, he'd certainly do it for the bodies too. The difference would be when Yom Tov falls out adjacent to Shabbos, either before it or after it. For vegetables, you have to make it, you have to separate it. Or if it falls out beforehand, you have to have them overlap. And the other opinion says it's for the deceased. He says, what's the problem? You need to bury him? You can bury him on Yom Tov. If Shal Ba'amimei, you could hire other people that are not Jewish, and they'll bury him. Because the Gemara says in Beitza that a deceased on the first Yom Tov, you could have him buried even on Yom Tov Rishon with Amimin, with the people who are not from our nation. And the opinion that says it's for the deceased that they would make it a leap month, well, why not do it for the vegetables too? And says the Gemara, Efshar Bachamime. you can leave them once they become shriveled in the heat. Take the vegetable, soak it in warm water, and then it becomes better again. And then you can eat that vegetable. So the Gemara says, then wait a second. Why was Ula saying it's a favor for us? It's a favor for them too. Yeah? Explains Rashi. In a minute we'll see the Rashi. Then it's a favor for the Jews in Israel too. Answers the Gemara. Ledidan chavilan alma. By us here in Babylon, it's very, very hot. Being that Babylon is so hot, you don't have mountaintops like in Israel, so you don't have the good air of Israel. So then we need that distance, both for the deceased and for the vegetables, because it's our stuff rots more because it's so hot over here. They don't have it as hot as we do. The Gemara says, Aini, really? You would make it the month one day longer for human needs? Rabbi Bar Shmuel quoted, you might think that just like you can make a leap year because of human needs, so too you can make the month longer for human needs. Talmud lomar ha-chodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodeshim kazeh re'ev ha-kadesh. That's why the Torah says, no, once you see this new moon, you make it into the new month. You don't have room to play around with it for your own benefits. So what do you mean they're doing a favor for the Babylonian Jews by making the month one day longer in order to facilitate their vegetables and their deceased getting buried unharmed? You can't do that. Amarava lo kasha kan labro kan nekadesho. It depends. To make it into a full month, you could. Lekadesho. If you didn't see the moon on the 30th, and if you'll wait tomorrow, you'll have Shabbos and Yom Kippur together, then you cannot be mekadesh the new month for your own benefit. If you didn't see the month and it's just for a personal gain, for the basic gains of people, for their vegetables and for the other things not to rot, so that you wouldn't be able to do. Le'abro, to make it one day longer, you could. Le'kadsho, to sanctify it one day earlier, you can't. This is what the Braisa means. You cannot. You cannot be Mekadesh one day earlier. You might think, just as you could extend the year and extend the month by a day, if there are basic needs, by the same token, you might think you could do Kiddush HaChodesh a day earlier for your needs. Talmud lomar HaChodesh hazeh lachem, kazeh re'ev HaKadesh. You could only sanctify it if you've seen this type of moon. Rabbi Shov and Levi said, if witnesses come and say, we saw the moon, so we sometimes tell them, keep quiet, we don't want to hear you. We're going to make it a longer month, another day. But you don't come and threaten the witnesses in order to get them to testify one day earlier. So this is where we're going to pick up, Bezachem, next time. Is that really so? Aini. Is that really so? That you wouldn't get witnesses to testify even if the month didn't show. That's where we'll pick up his lecture.